Space Stuff, a program that looks at various cultures and languages and brings them along to you, our listeners. Today we have Jean-Claude, and as the name suggests, we're going to be looking at French. Hi, Jean-Claude.
Hi.
French. Okay, I think of there's so much history in France, isn't there? And we look at the French culture, it's so enriched. I think of Marie Antoinette, I think. What does it mean to you to be French?
Oh, you just mentioned Marie Antoinette. Among so many possibilities. Well, indeed, I mean, that we are very proud of having such a long history and which has provided us also with a very rich heritage. And there would be also a couple of highlights in this long history, including, for instance, the story at the time of the Gaulois, who have been depicted later on, you know, in this famous Asterix series and this cartoon. Why do I mention that? Because probably so many French people are very proud of this idea of resisting oppression.
Wow.
And the second highlight, of course, in this history would be the French Revolution. It's so very interesting to see that so many French people would still refer to the revolution as a kind of a good example of what people should do as soon as they feel discriminated against, or that there is something which is wrong with the policy and with the politics that is conducted by the official government.
So there's a sense of resistance.
This is the sense of resistance. It is the sense of expressing your disagreement as soon as there is some cause of resentment and disagreement. And, well, maybe the modern form of this willingness to resist as soon as you feel that you do not agree with what is going on is probably the striking. And I know that in France we have this reputation of going on strike as soon as there is something which is considered as going wrong, and to such an extent that some people are now really beginning to complain about that, and they call it the culture of striking, which might be wrong and which might also take us in the course of this discussion.
A little bit harsh, isn't it, to be called that?
It's a little bit harsh, but this is the way that we know that we are evaluated by the other cultures, in particular in modern Europe. And possibly I'm also more sensitive to that because I'm coming to this northeastern part of France where we have a lot of cooperation with the Germans, and it is mostly in this area that maybe this contrast between this way of conducting politics would be very different.
Okay.
As against the German people.
So there's, yes, it's a question of identity, isn't it?
It's a question of identity. It's a question also of, well, these are the values that have been inherited, this idea of, disagreeing and dissenting. And here again, as opposed to the British people, probably, would look for a consensus, we will try to reach an agreement of some sort. Whereas, I mean, as soon as we disagree, okay, we hit the street, as we say, and...
You make your voices heard.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You make your voices heard.
That's right.
And when you look at the language you use, though, does the language reflect the people? I don't see the language as being harsh. I see the language as being a smooth, romantic...
Here again, the story of the language in France is also something which is very specific. You might know that apparently we are the only country in the world which has a ministry which is completely devoted to the cultivation of the language. Ministère de la Francophonie.
So you actually spent time.
We do have a ministry whose job is a minister whose job is exclusively to take care of the good language, and so many people are so very proud of having this language, which in former times has been at the expense of the so-called regional languages. Many people also think that France is a monolingual country, which by far is not true. I mean, my mother tongue, I'm French, but my mother tongue is not French. And in we have at the moment still seven regional languages, including Basque and Provençal and Alsacien and Breton and Flemish, it's a very small minority, and so on and so forth. But still, there is this French, which is Article 2 of the Constitution, saying that only French is the official language of the country of France, of the French Republic.
You don't speak much English there, do you?
Let us say also now that there has been a major change in the past few years, and now French people do understand and have become aware that French cannot be claimed anymore as the language of intellectual and science and logic, and now people do understand that there is this globalization which is rolling on, and that we cannot claim anymore that French is best, and we can we do not have to make to go to the effort of learning other languages, including English. So that, I mean, that this reputation that we had of being very bad speaker of foreign languages.
That wasn't what I meant. I mean,
does not
like
apply anymore.
No, that wasn't what I meant at all. I mean, I had the sense that when you go to France, you are under the expectations to speak French.
That's right. But there is a change for that, possibly because of the internet, possibly because of the younger generation. And they understand that most of the information on the internet will be provided in English, or maybe also more and more, as I can see, in Spanish and other languages other than French. We can also see that there is a decline of French anyway. Also, it used to be the language of diplomacy. This is not the case anymore.
But I still think it is, isn't it? The way that you express yourselves is more than just the language.
Let us just say that now people understand that it is one language among many others, which can be also very good vehicles of thought and vehicles of technology and science and logic and philosophy and so on. There is definitely a change, which might be also a way to say that we begin to understand, with being rather belated as compared to other countries, we begin to understand that globalization is indeed there and that we have got to change our views. But I would say, at least this is my feeling, as I'm traveling quite a lot and I speak some other languages too, I can feel that as compared to the other countries, including Malta, for instance. I mean, I have not been here for a very long time, but I can see that the Maltese people are more open to the new movement, new globalization, as possibly we are. There is this contradiction, which is very hard for foreigners to understand.
But I see the contradiction, you know, between globalization and culture. I see that quite at a tangent. You've got globalization almost, I wouldn't say this, aiming for standardization, while they've got the culture of the people, which is so strong. And
yeah, indeed, in France, and possibly also more than in some other countries of the European Union, you can see that there is this idea that possibly because of European Union, there is going to be a steamroller which is going to smoothen out or to level out all these cultures. But I'm not afraid about that. No, not at all. I mean, that we are ourselves very close to Luxembourg, to Belgium, to Germany. And in spite of the very strong cooperation that we have now, we do not see that all these cultures and all these specific features of all these cultures are going to be leveled out.
I would hate that.
And I'm sure that for Malta this is also quite important.
I would hate that, because one of the things that you do enjoy is the different food, the different
exactly.
the different languages,
exactly.
the different
exactly.
colors.
Exactly.
And now, Jean-Claude, we're going to listen to a bit of music, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll discuss this after. Thank you.
soir et le matin, je chante sur mon chemin. Je chante, je vais le faire mon château. Je chante pour du pain, je chante pour de l'eau. Je couche la nuit sur l'herbe, les bois, les mouches ne me piquent pas. Je suis heureux, j'ai tout et j'ai rien. Je chante sur mon chemin. Les elfes, divinité de la nuit, les elfes couchent dans mon lit. La lune se profile à pas de loup dans le bois pour danser avec nous. Je sonne chez la comtesse aujourd'hui, personne, elle est partie. Elle n'a laissé qu'un plat de riz pour moi, me dit un laquais chinois. Je chante, mais la faim qui me poursuit tourmente mon appétit. Je tombe soudain au creux d'un sentier, je défaille en tombant et je meurs à moitié. Et gendarme qui passait sur le chemin, gendarme, je tends les mains. Pitié, j'ai faim, je voudrais manger, je suis tout léger, léger. Au poste, d'autres moustaches m'ont dit au poste. Ah, mon ami, oui, 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 c'est vous le chanteur, le vagabond. On va vous enfermer, oui, votre compte est bon. Non, ficelle, tu m'as sauvé de la vie. Ficelle, sois donc béni, car grâce à toi, j'ai rendu l'esprit. Je me suis pendu cette nuit et depuis je chante. Je chante soir et matin, je chante sur les chemins. Je hante les fermes et les châteaux. Un fantôme qui chante, on trouve ça rigolo. Et je couche la nuit sur l'herbe des bois. Les mouches ne me piquent pas. Je suis heureux, ça va de plus fin. Et je chante sur mon chemin.
Thanks, Jean-Claude. That's a bit of an upbeat music, isn't it? What was he singing?
I wouldn't say that it is really upbeat, but, well, it's a very, very famous song by Maurice Chevalier, and dating back probably to the late, I would probably say 50s, and to be honest, it now belongs to another world. I mean, that the world belonging now to the past, in the sense that that was still on times when France had not gone through this major process of change that we are going through at the moment. But at the same time, I can understand and I can imagine that many French people would still recognize themselves in this way of singing your joie de vivre, your happiness to be alive and to enjoy all whatever.
That's a great philosophy.
Whatever this world has to offer. I mean, this notion of joie de vivre and... as far as I know, I mean that you have no specific expression for that in English. You know, also,
it would kill it. It would kill it. The joy of living. No, it doesn't work.
The joy of living, and there is also this expression that many people would know, especially in this part of France where I live, which is the expression that they have in German to say that they have good living and that the food is good and the entertainment is good. Then they would say in German, to live like a god in France.
To live like a king, possibly.
Live like a king, but in this specific case of German, then you would say wie Gott in Frankreich. So really, you live like God would live, probably, if you were French. To live like God in France.
And how would you typify this French life? What is it?
This French life is still, very deeply ingrained in the culture. I mean, it would start with this sense of organizing your day, for which lunchtime is still supposed to be associated with a long break. And I know that in many countries, especially in the north of Europe, this is not so very common that you would have a break absolutely between 12 and 2. It's not a matter of having a siesta as they might have in the south, but still, it is quite important that in the pace of the day, you have a major break for lunchtime, and lunch is generally still considered to be a heavy meal with some wine, in spite of the fact that now, of course, the law reminds you that you are not supposed to drink and drive later on, and so on.
I'm a very boring person, Jean-Claude, because when you're talking to me about having a break and having a lunch break, and I was going, what about work? What happens then?
And what happens? Well, between 12 and 2, I mean, nothing happens at all. I mean, of course, here again, because of globalization and the changing work pace and working pace, you see that more and more shops would work non-stop. But still, especially in the smaller places, in the large cities, of course, that would be now the sort of American or pan-European system. But as soon as you are getting into a city with a population of under 100,000, then immediately you would have this pace of not starting. I mean, starting the day also with a cup of coffee. Sometimes there would be also a lot of chatting between the secretaries before they would answer the telephone, and then at 12, stop. We must go, even if it is just to go to the canteen. There was a row also recently in some plants because they said that wine would be prohibited, especially for the workers who are working on the machine, because there was a problem of safety and so on. But anyway, the trade unions also complained about that. There was also another row recently because they decided that these wine testing sessions would be abolished, because here again, because of this problem of driving with some alcohol in your blood, and so on and so forth. So you see, this still belongs, and I know that everybody would still say, okay, now we have got our cheese, we have got our food, we have got our our rhythm, Sunday family life, and good food, and you should be sitting at the table for 3 hours in the on a Sunday with all the rest of the family, even if it is boring. And I know that many youngsters, as you can imagine, also are bored with this situation.
But I'm sure that happened in decades ago. The youngsters then were bored with their
course,
parents.
One course, and the second course, and the third course, and so on and so forth. And you know also that at the moment France is fighting to have French cooking recognized as World Heritage, and it would be a premiere if it is accepted. But anyway, there is also a lobby at the moment, very strong lobby. We should have French cooking recognized, and it's also a matter of dispute with China, because apparently China claims that their cooking is even better than the French one. And so it's really insult for the French people that the
Chinese
another country could possibly claim that their food is better than ours.
And when you think about French food, what is it, Jean-Claude?
Now, I suppose that one of the major assets of this food is also probably its variety. You have got, originally you had so many cultures. I already mentioned these original languages. Breton cuisine would have nothing to do with the Alsatian cuisine, which was strongly influenced by the Germanic people. Breton is very specific. It would also probably be connected to the diversity in climate. I mean that from north to south you are going. You are going from very cold and very wet to hot and plenty of sunshine, as you would have in Malta. And in between, you have got all these layers of specialties and variety of main course and vegetables, and because of this variety in climate, of course, this is This is not to be compared with, well, with a place like yours, because it is it's relatively tiny and united with just one basic climate.
What would be your favorite dish?
My favorite dish would be the dish that is national in our area, which is choucroute. But this goes together with a lot of specialties, so with Asian names, not French names, Bickerhofe, Kuvelhofe, and
so on. Can you explain what that is a little bit?
Mostly in this part of France, these would be things that would simmer on the stove for hours.
Slow cooking.
Oh yes, very, very slow cooking. I mean, and the more it is, it goes on to the stove, and the better. I mean, the good choucroute should cook for at least 2 hours, and then you can put it again. I mean, you can repeat that, repeat that. Bickerhofe is mostly done
in a pot,
yeah, but it should be earthenware,
okay.
And it is a very specific type of earthenware that will transmit the calories in a very specific way anyway, and some people, I mean, that it's really an art. It's really an art.
So the art of French cuisine.
This is definitely, you can speak of the art of French cooking.
If I look at a different form of art, if I look at, I don't know, painting or architecture, what would spring to mind? The aesthetic.
Painting, architecture, I mean...
They're so different, I know, but everything seems like if you go to Paris.
Yet
just
again.
You're walking in an open-air museum, aren't you, there?
Yeah. But here again, I would say that just as I said for the cooking, probably one of the assets of this country would be the diversity. Here again, I mean, that you have got all the stages of art and styles which are represented, be it in painting, be it in architecture, be it in various forms of art.
It was the center,
wasn't it? You're mentioning Paris. And you should also understand that we... in France, more and more make this difference between Paris and the rest of France. You know that the rest of France, for the Paris people, is just called La Provence. I mean that, and you know that there is still also this strong, well...
So La Provence is country, isn't it?
Yeah, La Provence is country, and there is still this tension, I must say, between the Paris people, because of the centralized, very strongly centralized government that we have in France, and the rest of France. So that we always pray and ask the foreigners and our visitors not to forget that beyond Paris there is another part of France which is also worth visiting and worth seeing. So that indeed, I mean, that in Paris you would have a lot of the, you have so many forms of art which have converged to the capital. But here again, I mean, that you go to Strasbourg and you go to Rennes and you go to Marseille, you go to Lyon, you go to the Basque country, you go to the to Lille, and you will see that here again it's completely different.
And diverse.
Also because of the... well, the materials that were used. In the north, you exclusively have bricks. In the south, you have various stones, kinds of stones, and red ones, and yellow ones, and so on. And all this has shaped the landscape, including also the artistic landscape. So that if you come to France, please, well, visit Paris, because it is a must. We agree with that, but do not forget that then there is a wealth of other possibilities
and
all
food.
Around this.
And food. If I had to come and do some business in France, what sort of advice would you give me to do business with a French businessman? What must I be really careful of? Like you mentioned the resistance before, as the French people, is there something characteristic like a French businessman you really have to...
As far as business is concerned, I would say that you will have less and less difference as compared to the rest of Europe in particular, or let's say even to the rest of the industrialized or developed world. Why is it so? First, because of globalization. Second, also possibly because more and more these the forms of corporations, of firms, of companies would be at least as much regulated by European law as by specifically French law. So you might have differences in the forms of incentives that you will get if you want to create a new corporation. But basically the legislation is going to be more and more European legislation. I mean, the restrictions, the guidelines, the possibilities. It's only the incentives.
I've understood a little bit, you've got most of the European culture, like laws, legislation coming in, but with the joie de vivre in France.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds like a fantastic combination. Thanks so much, Jean-Claude, for coming along today.
Pleasure.
That was Michel Caruana-Dingley from the International School of Languages.